Hello, Harlans. My name is Raynald Francis Manu, and I would like to welcome you to the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I'll be your host, guiding you through experiences and conversations with our Heartlands family, so that they can not only share their stories, but also life insights with us all. Today's guest is Ms. Khan. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Raynald.
To start with, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Heartlands High School?
Yeah, sure. So my role here at Heartlands High School is I'm an engagement officer right now for year 11, and every year group has other engagement officers too. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to help and support our year group with anything to help make sure they're in uniform, doing the right thing. Yeah. Also, you know, encouragement for them to go in lessons. I also help with students who might have anxiety, have feel a bit wobbly on the day, where mm-hmm. I'm able to encourage and push them to do the right choices and that they don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. So, and also I've got a great team in the pastoral team where if I need help with anything, I've got a team that's there to help me. So it's a great role and I really enjoy it because I have so many of our students who I have many relationships with, and it's great to know, get to know them and to see them thrive and do amazing in the year.
Oh, okay. So we're going to do quick fire favourites, and this is just to get to know you. Favourite subject?
Art.
Favourite book?
The Great Gatsby.
Favourite film?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Favourite country?
Portugal, of course.
Favourite breaktime snack?
I like to have a packet of crisps if I can.
Okay. Favourite hobby outside of school?
One of my favourite things to do is read a really good book. So not a lot of people know that about me. They are quite surprised when I say, yeah, I like to read books, because I probably don't look it, I don't know. But that's interesting. I do like reading books, so a good book goes a long way.
Okay. What's your favourite school event?
I do like Black History Month, Sports Day. Such days are good as well. What other events there are there? It's quite a few. But yeah, so far, that's what I can remember.
Okay. Favourite fun fact that people wouldn't really know about you?
A lot of people think that I am from another country. They can't figure out where I'm from.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting when they ask, Miss, where are you from? Or if someone else is, oh, where are you from?
Yeah.
My dad's actually Indian, Pakistani. So half and half, yeah. And my mum is Portuguese, Angolan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So where did you grow up and how did that shape who you are today?
I grew up in Tottenham, so where West Green is, around that area.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived there all my life. I was born and raised there. And so I'm very known for Wood Green, Edmonton, Tottenham.
Yeah.
I grew up here, and literally, I think it's not a lot of people understand, but you kind of have to have thick skin to be around this area.
Yeah.
But in a good way, not a bad way. So I grew up around this area. Mm-hmm. I went to school here. I went to St. Anne's Primary School. From there, I went to Parkview Academy.
Ooh, okay.
At the time, it was called Parkview Academy. Now it's called Parkview School. But I feel like it's shaped me to be who I am, where I'm able to understand our students and from where they're from and where I'm from and how I was brought up, where I'm able to also help and shape our students to do well.
Okay, so what did you do after leaving school?
After leaving school, I did go to college, so I studied fine arts again. It was one of my favourite things to do, and I liked the side of painting, being creative in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was studying in college, I did have a part-time job working in hairdressers in the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I was a shampoo girl. I did not do people's hair. I was too young. I was there doing, I would sweep up, do wash hairs, and then I would do tea and coffees and stuff like that. So it was a good part-time job in the weekends, made a bit of money.
Yeah.
As I moved on after a couple of years, I then worked in Tottenham Hotspurs.
Ooh.
And then when I got to university, I then was doing a bit of childcare as well, which I didn't realize I'd like to.
Oh,
yes, yeah, so I looked after a lot of little kids and did babysitting, so that was a different way of making money. Then, so while I was in university, I then was working part-time in Sainsbury's.
Okay.
Yeah. And then following after that, I did, after Sainsbury's, I got into makeup industry.
Ooh.
So I worked in Bare Minerals for like about 2-3 years.
Okay.
And after that, in central London, by the way, in Debenhams.
Ooh.
And then after that, I was a bit done with it until I came to work in Heartlands as an LSA. And now we're here as an engagement officer. So I've been here for a good 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Upon that note, what would you say is the best thing about Heartlands?
The best thing about Heartlands is how much the school cares for our pupils. Mm. Like, they are always observant, making sure that everyone's in lessons, that everyone has their shirts tucked in, that they have their ties on, that they have their books, which I think is great because it shapes our young people to be... to show that they are ready to learn and that they're presentable, because if you leave school in future, you know how to be, you know how to dress, how to behave, how to respond, how to be able to talk to people, because I think having manners and having that image really
helps
and for you to, you know, be able to articulate yourself and talk well. So I think that's really important. Also, I like the fact that Heartlands has a search ethos.
Okay.
So
would you like to tell us what the search ethos is?
Yeah. So S is for school matters. Mm-hmm. E is for effort. A is for achievement. R is for responsibility. C is for character.
Wow, I can't believe you remembered. H is
for high aspiration.
Oh.
Why do I like this? Because every single word does matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we make an effort every day to come to school. Our achievement is our studies.
Yeah.
Our responsibility is maybe being on time to our lessons or being on time to school. And our character is our personalities, and our high aspirations are our goals.
Yeah.
So school does matter. Yeah.
That's very true. I agree with you. So today's topic is the pressure to have it all figured out, and we're going to look into identity, expectations and life path. So on identity, do you think students feel pressure to already know who they are or where they fit in, even though they're still figuring it out?
I think right now that is a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows who they really are, especially at a young age. We kind of, as we grow up from year 7 to year 11, we tend to grow and understand who we are as people.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Right now, right next to me. You. I think you know that when it came from year 7, 8 to 9, there was different... different times in your life where things were a bit different.
Yeah.
Either you got in trouble, you didn't get in trouble, or you know. So as you grow older, I believe that you slowly learn to know who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And you get to know yourself. And with that comes in very slowly to know who you really, really are. And that's not something that you can just figure out on the spot, because not everyone knows what they're going to do in college just yet.
Yeah.
Because if that was true, where you know who you are now, then you'd know what to do in college.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that takes time. So it's like a build-up
or progress.
Yes. Yeah. It's all a work in progress to know who you are, and it's a work in progress to know what you want.
That's very true. So in terms of expectations, how can young people handle pressure from parents, teachers, or themselves without actually losing who they feel they are?
Well, it's for them to give themselves a bit of a minute to kind of... I know sometimes pressure can be a lot, where our parents want us to do amazing, to do good, and also teachers tend to kind of want the same thing for you as well. And I know that sometimes you guys can feel a bit overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, I've got to do so good, I've got to do this. Well, actually, it's just breaking down your stuff. So it's like, okay, I need to revise for this, maths, English. But you need to spread it out in a time where you plan it.
Yeah.
If you don't plan it, that's where you struggle.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to be like, oh my god, I've got to do this. So I feel like when you feel like there's a lot of pressure from family... you just have to literally find your inner peace and be mm-hmm. like, actually, I've got this.
Yeah.
And to talk about it. I think talking about it is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same way where if you're feeling overwhelmed, I'm going to come up to you and be like, is everything okay right now?
Yeah.
What is it? What happened? What are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
That's me trying to hear you out and help you mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And you tell me, does it help you when I say right now, is it okay? Let's sort something out.
Yeah, definitely. It always does help. Because I get the chance to express myself and know that when I come to school, there's people that I can talk to and explain how I'm really feeling without mm-hmm. having to hide. And especially when I have good teachers like you around me, I feel comfortable to be able to speak out.
Glad to hear that.
But
yeah, that's the whole point. I want you guys to feel comfortable and know that I am here. Mm-hmm. There are teachers that you guys can talk to no matter what. So actually not suffering in silence and be able to talk about it is really important.
Because even for me, how I handle pressure is last year I realised that a lot I was getting burnt out because I wasn't resting enough and taking the time to actually just be by myself
mm-hmm.
and really reflect on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year I decided for year 11 that I'm going to prioritise my rest and actually schedule things out, as you were saying, and plan how to do things properly instead of building myself up with too much responsibility and then feeling tired and overwhelmed.
But that's literally the same thing. If you learn how to plan your life and plan how to when to revise, when to do this, or when to do things that's what's going to help you in future
mm-hmm.
when you have a job, when you have to do something, or you've got to do presentations to be organized. So organization is really key in life. So getting up on time, going to bed on time, mm-hmm. having your meals done and whatnot. So that's already something that is really good for you guys.
Yeah, so as touching on life path, I want to ask the question, which is, what would you say to someone who feels like they should already know their whole life path, even though they're just starting out? Which we kind of touched on this, but mm-hmm. I just want to dive a little bit deeper.
I would say to them, keep going, keep fighting mm-hmm. for your dreams, because if you have something that you already know you want
mm-hmm.
and that's what you've always wanted, then keep going and fight for it. Because I believe when someone dreams about something,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people think, oh, it's just a dream, not going to believe in it, it's not going to happen. That's you putting yourself down.
Mm.
So once you have a path where you've got things planned,
mm-hmm.
keep going. And if it doesn't always go your way, keep going. Because no matter what, it might turn out to be completely different, but even better.
Yeah, that's very true.
So actually, keep fighting for your dreams. I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I have a niece who, from primary school,
mm-hmm.
she said that she wanted to be a surgeon or a doctor.
Okay.
She's now in university studying to be study medicine, and she's in her second year.
Wow.
So if she was in primary school where she had no clue that this is what her life would become,
mm-hmm.
but if you keep fighting for what you want, which is what I keep telling my students,
mm-hmm.
is, do you have a dream? What do you want to do in the future?
Yeah.
I've had this conversation with you before. Yeah. Where I said, what do you want to do right now? You're like, oh, maybe therapy or counselling or something. Mm-hmm. And I said, keep going for it. Then research what you need to do. Because I feel like I wish I had that guidance where mm-hmm. someone could say, you know what, Miss Khan, what's your goals? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Sometimes there are points where our students, they don't really know what they want.
Yeah.
But it will come to them eventually. Mm-hmm. But when it does come to you, you should definitely
stick to it
and keep going.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So do you think social media has an impact and makes it harder for young people to figure out who they really are?
I really think so. I feel like social media can either be positive or negative.
Okay, explain.
I feel like with a negative, it keeps portraying and showing all these flashy cars, holidays,
mm-hmm.
like these jewelries, blah, blah, and all these mm-hmm. materialistic things that sometimes it's just material things that don't last because they will come up with a new thing which mm-hmm. is going to cost loads of money. So I feel like when our students look at things like that, instead of thinking about the beauty and nature and life,
mm-hmm.
maybe looking at the fact that these things don't matter.
Yeah.
But you know, it can push you in a way where, oh, I want to have this one day, but it could be a negative impact because it has caused a lot of mental health issues for a lot mm-hmm. of students, not just students, but people in general, which has put them down feeling quite rubbish about themselves, or it could affect their mental health, their self-confidence, but also social media can be a positive where it can encourage others to be like, look, I did this, you can do it too, type of thing.
Definitely.
You know, so there are their pros and cons there, but you just have to look at it the right way as a person and think, you know what, I'm really happy for that person.
Yeah.
Glad that they're having this life, blah, blah, blah. I just hope it doesn't make a sad impact on someone who can't, you know, fulfill those goals. And I feel like Haringey can be an area where there are a lot of hardships, where a lot of parents work hard.
Yeah.
They come from different backgrounds, and a lot of students can't get a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which is why we wear school uniform. Do you think about that?
Yeah, I do. I've heard about that quite a few times, actually. Yeah.
With school uniform, it's literally because everyone gets to wear the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some students can afford more than others.
Others, yeah.
So imagine coming to school and stuff, it can be picked on a lot. So it's not very good, is it?
No. Yeah. Not at all. So when you was younger, how did you start discovering your own voice and confidence?
When I was younger, I think I started in year 8,
mm-hmm.
where I felt a bit like, oh, there's more to life. Oh, I don't know what it was. It was just like there's a change as you get older.
There was a spark.
Yeah, definitely. There was definitely a spark. But there was a point where I think this is where I was really figuring myself out, where I was a bit low, but I was also learning, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There's more to life than us being really sad or down and stuff, and it's like we've got to fight that and keep moving forward and be positive with life, because if we're constantly negative, we're just going to bring negative energy towards us. So this is why I say to everyone, like, be positive. I know you can start a day off in a negative way where the bus was late, didn't have time for breakfast, you woke up late. But then once you get into school, you get into work, you can change it into a positive where you can be like, oh my gosh, I had such a great day. Someone was so friendly. And I'll be like, you know what? I'm at work now. I know this morning was terrible to get into, but I'm going to change it into a positive that you can do yourself. The same other way around. Imagine if you started the day amazingly and then it turned into a negative.
Yeah.
You could still go home and make it into a positive by meditating, calming down, saying it's okay, I'm safe, I'm well. Nothing else is gonna happen. So yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay. So what advice would you give to year 7s and 8s who are still figuring out who they are and trying to fit into the school?
I will tell them that time is a healer, which give it some time, things will be fine. You just have to keep going and definitely explore things to figure yourself out. See, find your interests. If it's doing art, doing music, doing drama, sports, because our school does give a lot of opportunities when it comes to that. We have students that play instruments. We have students that are very good at sports. Everyone's different in their own way, which is very beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think keep fighting and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And if you need any help, there are always teachers and students around to help.
Yeah, I definitely do believe that our school does have a lot of different activities and enrichment clubs that students are able to actually find what they like and find what they enjoy.
Yeah.
And so there's no way that you can't get involved in something. And so I would definitely advise to the year 7s and 8s to definitely try and get involved in something and speak to older years and see if they can give you advice too.
Yeah, definitely. That's good.
Okay, and so the last question of this podcast is, if you could invite one person, dead or alive, to have school dinner with you at Heartlands, who would it be and why?
One person to have school dinners with. And why? You know, some people might not agree with this. I don't know if I should say it or not. Someone who I'd like to have a conversation with, which is so random, is, I don't know why, Donald Trump came to my head. Okay. I'm only saying this because he talks a lot and there's a lot of things that I'd love to question him about and stuff, but I don't think I'd actually like to invite him over to Heartland. If I was to actually invite someone to talk to, I don't know if you know this person, but Paul Walker.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Paul Walker was the guy who was in Fast and Furious and he passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had an accident and he passed. So, I loved him. but he's someone that I feel like was always had a big heart, was able to talk to you, you're able to talk to him as well. So, it's like, I don't know, had that vibe.
Had a good character. Yeah,
had that vibe. And I feel like if I invited him, I had a good time to talk about things, and it would be interesting.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank you for joining us and being a part of our podcast. I hope you enjoyed this conversation and that it can inspire and encourage everyone who listens. To sign off, my thought of the week is, it's okay not to have all the answers. Every step helps you to grow. This is Raynell signing off. Until next time.